Repentance is you deciding to do something different. It's not just sitting on your knees and crying and repenting. Oh, I'm so sorry. Wife, spouse, partner, God, whoever. I'm so sorry for my mistakes. I won't do it again. We've all been there. It doesn't work. Because unless you take action, it's not true repentance. Real repentance is you deciding to do something about it, to go in the opposite direction of where you have been.
Hey, you're listening to the Quit Porn, Achieve More podcast, where we talk about how to break free from porn quickly and easily so that you can finally live with integrity, confidence, and focus on bigger and better things. My name is Ben Uyama, and I gave up porn more than 5 years ago after battling it alone for most of my life. I've been married for more than 12 years, we have 3 kids, and I've been helping men quit porn one-on-one for more than 10 years now. Let's get started.
Hey guys, so this video is about making progress with your porn habit and your masturbation habit. So let me ask you first of all, what is progress to you? When you think about your porn habit, obviously it has to be a progression, right? If you could just decide one day to give up porn, then most people would probably just decide to give up porn. I would say that many people can do that. And for many people, it's more psychological and behavioral that if they understand how much porn is taking away from them and they decided like, I really don't need porn anymore, then they could just give it up if they wanted to. And that's where a lot of people are operating on the behavioral side of things. But the brain side gets a little more tricky if you're more steeped into a porn addiction for many, many, many years, as many people are. It becomes a little more tricky and you have to kind of have a practice of weaning off the porn habit, and I'm going to talk about that, of kind of decreasing the stress in your life and the dopamine hits you're getting from porn over a period of time. But the behavior stuff is actually a lot simpler. And usually what I teach people is that as long as you're learning from your experience, you're progressing. Like if you have a slip up and you feel, you know, the shame, the guilt, you know, you tried your best and you didn't succeed, you failed, right? And if you learn from that experience and you decide, okay, what did I learn from this experience? And you decide to get back on the saddle. This is a bike over here. Get back on the saddle and you decide to act on it and do something different and use what you learned to do something new, to try something new. That is a very clear progression in terms of your behavior and your psychology, right? So let's say, for example, you slipped up, you had a relapse, and you really went deep into the process of, okay, why did I have this slip up? What really caused me to go down this path? What really stressed me? Why did I not do the things that I usually do on this particular day to keep me from acting out, like my meditation or my journaling or my prayer or my connecting with people or all the stuff we talk about, right? And really going deep and learning about, okay, what happened here? That's the learning process. But it doesn't stop there, guys. If you just learn from something and then you don't do anything about it, then you're failing. Essentially, you're still failing because you haven't completed this upside down pyramid thing that I made. It's like if you started a business and you failed one business and then you just decided not to ever start a business again because it failed. It doesn't work, right? That's not, maybe you learned something from it, but you didn't progress. You didn't actually start a new business and take what you learned. So the second step is to renew. This is actually getting yourself back up and not allowing yourself to spiral, to see yourself as like, okay, I slipped one time. I'm confessing. I'm going to tell my partner, my spouse. I'm going to tell my group. I'm going to tell Ben in the YouTube comments, whoever you want to tell, and renew yourself. That is a very, very clear indicator to me that you're progressing. Because usually what people do is they slip up, they relapse, they spiral out of control, and they drown that shame and guilt with what? With more porn, with more masturbation, because they don't know how to deal with it. And so that's the next step in the progression of behavior is renewing your behavior, renewing your determination to get back on the saddle. And you're intentionally deciding, I'm going to let this be a one-day thing. This is a one-day bump in the road. It's not going to reset my progress. It's not going to reset my brain or anything. It's just a one-day slip up. I'm going to get back on the saddle and I'm not going to let myself spiral. And then you get to action. What did you learn in this reflection, self-reflection of why you slipped up, why you acted out? And then you're using it every single day to implement that into your life. And that, my friends, is progress. If you've done this, if you have had a slip up and you learned from it and you really got honest with yourself and you didn't throw in the towel and say this beating porn thing is too hard, I can't do it, this doesn't work. And you said, I'm gonna get back on the saddle the very next day, as soon as possible, keep doing the daily disciplines that I determined to do, and I'm gonna take what I learned and do something different. That's progress, my friends. And if that's the case, you should claim any slip up you have as victory. This is not a reason for you guys to slip up, by the way. I'm not going to say like, oh, anytime you slip up, it's victory. Good job. Good for you. You know, you're progressing. No, what I'm saying, if you're doing that, by the way, you're degressing. You're not actually progressing. You're making up excuses. But you're progressing if you're learning from something. But that's not the whole thing. The whole picture includes the brain stuff behind it, all right? Now, I typically like to focus on the behavior stuff because most people, if they just get why they use porn and what it's causing, what they're losing from it, what loss it's causing them, and just decide that I don't want porn in my life, many people can beat porn, right? But the brain stuff happens when, did I spell brain right? B-R-A-I. Is it I-A-N? I don't know, whatever. Happens when we realize that porn produces a very intense dopamine flood. And I don't want to bore you guys with brain stuff, but it only takes two exposures to porn to increase your dopamine hits. Because people tell you like, oh, porn in moderation is fine, it's healthy. It only takes two occasions of you watching porn to flood your system with dopamine so that the next time you have an opportunity to watch porn, the dopamine is stronger to get you back to this act of watching porn and masturbating, right? So the act of weaning off of it can be done. Let me give you, I guess, a practical tip here is, you know, there are other things that produce dopamine, right? There are really good things that produce dopamine, which is like connecting with people. All the stuff I talk about, connecting with people, working on your health, working on your body, working on your career, right? Those are good forms of dopamine that can excite you. But sometimes it's not realistic when you're knee deep in a porn addiction and you also have a video game addiction and you also really love watching TV and movies at night, right? So a way to do this is you can actually start to wean off of it by doing something that's a level below watching porn. Like watching porn, masturbating is like the worst thing you could do for your dopamine system, if we're talking about the brain. You could just go ahead and like play video games for a little bit. You know, don't go overboard but play video games or go watch TV or go watch a movie or do something like that. If something that relaxes you and reduces stress, and that's what we're going to get to next. The stress is really interesting, guys, because there's a clear mind shift change you have when you go for like 28 days, at least like 60 days or 6 weeks of not having porn and masturbation in your life. And that mind shift change is you start to realize that you have relied on porn for many, many years, for a lot of you, most of your life, you relied on porn as a way to escape stress and to alleviate stress and anxiety and negative emotions. And you've trained your brain to believe that it's the only thing that can relieve stress. It's the only thing that you can do to alleviate these stressful situations and emotions. Right? Is that true? Let me know. No, obviously not. It's not true because we've never had access to porn in all of human history. But for some reason, it's the only thing that our brain needs to alleviate stress. It's not the only thing to reduce stress. It is the fastest thing that you have identified to relieve stress. Does that make sense? It's the fastest way for you to go from stress to just relaxation quickly, temporarily. But it's not the healthiest, and it's definitely not the only way it's like, you know, it's not just like porn. There's a million things better than watching porn to reduce stress, right? So this is another weaning process of how do you get yourself from where you are right now? You're stressed with school, you're stressed with work, you're stressed with a relationship, with a loved one, with a parent, with a partner. And you got to figure out a way to reduce those, you know, not eliminate the stress, but how to deal with that stress in a productive way. Here's the thing, guys, that people don't understand is that porn itself is causing you stress.
Hey, if you're getting something good from this episode, let me know so I can make more content just like this for you guys. And it would mean the world to me if you could leave a 5-star review, because the only way that this podcast spreads around is through word of mouth. So a review would go a long way. And it only takes you like 10 seconds to do. All right, thanks, back to the show.
You might think subconsciously, but your brain believes that porn reduces stress, but actually porn causes more stress because it makes you more reliant on it. It's like if you had a migraine, chronic migraines or headaches, and the only way you found to alleviate these headaches is some kind of magic pill, like some kind of magic painkiller. Or like I use the analogy of the cream on your rash, right? You get a prescription cream for your rash on your arm, and you keep applying that, and every time you put it on, it disappears, the rash disappears, and the very next day it's bigger and more itchy and more red. And over time you keep doing this, and then suddenly you realize that this cream is causing an allergic reaction. This is exactly what's happening with porn. Porn is causing you to be more stressed, to be more irritable, to be a stressed out person. And when you realize that, then you understand that what you really need to do is stop using porn. What you really need to do is get over that hump of difficulty, at least 28 days, so that you can reset your brain, so that you can relieve stress in a healthy and productive way. And it's going to be uncomfortable, especially if you're this far in the habit and the addiction, right? Where you, your brain and your stress levels rely on porn so much, it's going to be uncomfortable. You can bet it's uncomfortable, but this is the progress I'm talking about. When you sit in that discomfort and you find ways to alleviate that stress in a healthy, productive way, in a natural way, in a God-given way, then, my friends, you are progressing. That is what progress is regarding stress. And that is ultimately where you have to get to. We start here with the behavior of learning, what did I learn from this experience of slipping up over many years? You know, what have you learned about it? But not only doing that, acting on it. You know, the term we use often is repentance. You know, repentance, if you can remember this, repentance is you deciding to do something different. It's not just sitting on your knees and crying and repenting. Oh, I'm so sorry, wife, spouse, partner, God, whoever. I'm so sorry for my mistakes. I won't do it again. We've all been there. It doesn't work. Because unless you take action, it's not true repentance. Real repentance is you deciding to do something about it, to go in the opposite direction of where you have been here. And that's what you guys are doing here. So I congratulate you. And I want you, anytime you have urges or triggers or a slip up, I want you to think about, what is the victory I can claim here? What is the progress I've made? Because if you don't acknowledge the progress and the victory that you've made, then your brain will always try to get you back to thinking, oh, you know, I failed again. I'm worthless. I'm just this worst. And I'm just going to spiral out of control because there's nothing worth fighting for anymore. And your brain is going to start to do that, right? And like I said, I don't like talking about brain stuff so much, but it's important because your brain is the enemy in this situation. I don't want to say that, but it's also the enemy in terms of you have developed a porn reliance on porn in order to soothe your emotions and stress, all right?
Hey, are you feeling frustrated at yourself for still keeping porn in your life and you're ready to finally get serious? Trust me, guys, I've been there. Well, you're in luck because I have a completely free training that you can take right now at benuyama.com. In that training, I explain the exact 3-step process I personally use to quit porn and help other men do the same quickly and easily. Don't believe it? Check it out for yourself right now at benuyama.com, and I'll see you in the next episode.